Why are so many engineers around the world frustrated, burned out, stressed to the point of sickness, and if being totally honest, unhappy? I'll tell you how I used to answer that question. First of all, I would have told you that there is more to life than being happy, and that pain and suffering is just part of the deal called life. So stop chasing unicorns and get back to work. Then I would follow that little gem of encouragement with some well-oiled justification about how my life was not all bad, and really there is nothing I should complain about. I had one nice trip each year for vacation, which I always enjoyed. I was in good health, and I was a successful engineer by anyone's standards. Hey, there are a lot of people in the world who have it worse off than me, so quit whining about being unhappy. A highly educated, highly paid, highly successful engineer should have nothing to complain about. Does any part of that sound familiar? Yet for some reason, I was constantly being interrupted by a nagging question in the back of my mind, that little voice saying, "Is this it? I mean, there has to be something more for me out there, right?" Stop and ask yourself right now, is your career and your life truly what you want, deeply fulfilling, and a source of abundant happiness? Let me guess, you are probably an engineer, and if you're listening to this, the answer's pretty easy. It depends. Well, I'll tell you where it depends led my life in just a second. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Zach White, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where I go or what I'm doing, I'll always be an engineer. Yep, it started young. My dad is an engineer. My school guidance counselors all encouraged me to use my natural talent in math and science to follow the well-worn path of STEM whiz kids before me. My bachelor's in mechanical engineering is from Purdue University. Boiler up to all my fellow Purdue alums out there. And my master's in mechanical engineering is from the University of Michigan. Go Blue. My claim to fame in college, though, wasn't my TI-89 Tetris skills, although those were pretty sharp. It was my unusual talent for ballroom dancing. For a guy who had never danced before Purdue, most of my family and friends were pretty shocked when I joined the competition ballroom, Latin, and swing dance team there with my fellow Boilermakers. Turned out this nerd is a pretty good dancer, but let's save those stories for another day. So back to what I was saying about it depends. You know, my career and life started showing cracks in the foundation just a few years out of college. It started with trying to become a master of compartmentalizing work and home. I tried not to let problems from one area affect me in another area. And of course, keeping work-life balance a priority, I made sure to leave early on Friday every once in a while for happy hour with the team. Then I started separating my buckets of life even further, between friends and family, working to keep all the plates spinning, making sure nobody knew how bad things really felt on the inside. As long as one or two areas were working, and of course my career was on that list, I fooled myself into thinking my whole life was working. It's like somehow the engineer inside me took an average of my whole life, even though some things were clearly not working, and I concluded that I was on track. Until the note. A note that shook me to the core and caused all those plates to come crashing to the concrete floor underneath me, shattering, like the old story about Humpty Dumpty. It was a note from my wife. Our marriage was not working. You see, the truth is that our marriage hadn't been working for a long time. But I was too busy pretending to be a successful engineer who had it all together. no amount of Six Sigma black belt training could solve this problem. Screw the five whys. I found myself sitting alone across from a divorce attorney, totally embarrassed, angry, and wondering how my life ended up here. I hit rock bottom, more like crashed into it unexpectedly. I was divorced, confused, and suddenly the averages and compartments didn't feel so good. As you can guess, my story does have a happy ending. After a period of healing and recovery from that rock bottom experience, I hired my first coach, and the results were transformational. I went on to create bigger results in every area of my life. My career growth expanded at a faster rate than ever before. I was working less hours, my income practically doubled, and my personal life reached new levels of fulfillment and happiness. Spiritually, mentally, and physically, I never felt better. For the first time ever, I felt a true sense of balance and purpose in my life, which made anything possible. I can honestly say that I was, and still am, a happy engineer. I may still be a dancing nerd at the end of the day, but let me tell you, it's a happy dance. In 2019, I chose to leave my successful career in engineering and marketing in the Fortune 500, leave my big salary and great benefits, and create the Oasis of Courage, OACO, a company whose sole purpose is to help engineering leaders like you to reach the next level in your career without sacrificing your life along the way. I feel incredibly fortunate to be at the tip of the spear, changing the game worldwide in engineering career coaching. I've coached engineers at all levels, from dozens of top tech companies like Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, and manufacturers like General Motors, Nissan, Whirlpool, Delta Faucets, and countless other organizations from the Fortune 100 to small startups in the Bay Area. All of these engineers seeking growth in their career, but doing it in a way that allows you to escape burnout and achieve those breakthrough results. Here's the truth. It doesn't matter how successful or how stuck you may feel today. Everyone needs a great coach. Everyone. So this podcast is a place to get you moving up. Consider this as the tip of the iceberg, an action plan, something to help you see some blind spots, ask better questions, and be encouraged to go for something better in your life, no matter where you're starting from. I'm here to help you, the engineer, have the courage to be truly happy. Like any good engineer, I'll be seeking continuous improvement for this show. So I would love it if you would subscribe, listen, share these episodes with your fellow engineers who may be interested, and then connect with me on how I can make this even more valuable for you along the way. Follow me on Instagram at Oasis of Courage, drop a comment or a DM so we can connect. You can find me on other social media channels at Oasis of Courage or LinkedIn, just search Zach White. And listen, if you already know you want the whole iceberg, my coaching one-on-one, working with our team, plus getting our proven system that has helped my clients create whatever result they want in their careers, then check out our website, www.oasisofcourage.com, and just set up a free call. I know we don't know each other face-to-face, and believe me, I would like to meet you, but the fact that you are listening to this podcast makes us friends. I appreciate you, your desire to build the career and life of your dreams, and I love you, for being here with me on this journey. As you will hear me say often as we go on this journey together, crush comfort, create courage, and let's do this.